Thank you, Bassam. Very hard to believe in your fellow human being when they kill someone in your family. But when you can do that, that means you've gone on to the stronger level of being a human being, and a great level of that. And that he was put in prison for having a Palestinian flag. Nani brought over a bunch of Catholic and Protestant Irish people from Belfast about 4, 5, 6 years ago here to Santa Cruz. And he says, well, what should I do with these folks? And he was going to get a big Irish flag, a tricolor flag, you know, which is green, white, and orange. That represents the Republic. People in Northern Ireland, especially Protestant people, do not like that flag. And it's sort of the same situation. So I said, well, whatever you do, don't do that, Nani. So he asked me to speak. Now, it's one thing for me to tell him not to do it, because I wasn't the host. I was a guest speaker. Well, I showed up with a big Irish flag shirt the next day to be the speaker. And, of course, that pissed off a bunch of the Protestant comrades. But what happened was, I said, well, what this is a symbol. You're mad at the symbol. You don't even know me yet. And it's sort of like he was saying, he didn't know the Israelis. The Israelis didn't know him. And that's what they want to function on, just like racism in America. Base it where it's ignorance toward that race or toward that group of people and feed a bunch of lies about it, don't have any intercourse, any dialogue. You know, peace starts with you and I, and it really does. It starts with all of us and spreads out. And if they can keep you from dialogue, then they can keep subjugating you and oppressing you. And I remember wearing that shirt that had the flag. That upset half of the room. The other half was happy, of course. But I used the shirt to dialogue with them about me being a human being. And one of the guys made a confession. He was a Protestant comrade that was there. And these were men were paramilitaries. There's also Protestant paramilitaries, sort of like the Provisional IRA and so forth. And he confessed to us for the first time in front of everyone. His wife's Catholic, and his children don't know. And it's heartbreaking, and he broke down and started crying. And this is a man older than myself. I remember when I was young, but I'm not anymore. But the point is that here's a man with 3 children, grown, and they don't know that they're half Catholic. And they still don't, where people here in Santa Cruz found out. And the point being is, what kind of, you're in love with your wife, or vice versa. You have children, and they don't even know that you're either Protestant or Catholic. But that's how it is there. And that's on marriage, never mind intercourse, social intercourse out in the street. So flags are regardless the fact that Bassam, his education, and he's meeting, and of all places, Bethlehem, which I think was fitting for them to try and do something for peace. And he said, well, I want to know if you're a human being. And that's a really good basic question. And then we got our brother fighting for the Israeli forces. And these two have somehow put it together. And I'm really honored to introduce Alix, our Israeli brother. Thank you.